Your tea is filtered as it's being made. So for every good reason, these finer tea balls outsell all other kinds. Your grocer has boxes of 8, 16, 48, and 100. Ask him for Tenderleaf brand tea balls.
It isn't the mean widow kitty, kitty.
The makers of Tenderleaf and Shepherd Cheese present the Fred Allen Show with Fred's guests, Miss Gracie Fields, Portland Hoffa, Minerva Pius, Peter Donald, Parker Fenley, the DeMarco sisters, Al Goodman and his orchestra, and Kenny Delmar. Ladies and gentlemen, in this week's Look magazine, there are four pages of pictures of a famous radio comedian and his cast. We bring you now a man who has been thumbing his copy incessantly. And here he is with a dirty look, Fred Allen. Oh.
Thank you. I think we have an old Perry Como audience left over in here tonight. Thank you, and I haven't heard whistling in here since the night the man lost his dog. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And Kenny, I'm certainly glad that you mentioned those pictures in Look magazine. Allen's Alley is certainly getting famous, isn't it?
Fame is fleeting, though, Fred. Where will this week's Look magazine be 20 years from today?
In some dentist's waiting room, Kenny. I can see it now, buried under a pile of National Geographic, the Alley of the... 20 years from now, people will be saying, who is...
Mr. Allen!
Right, Portland. Well, you're late tonight, Portland. Kenny had to take your place and start the program.
Oh, I was out helping Mama.
Yeah?
She's looking for part-time work.
Is your mother's looking for a job?
She has so much time on her hands.
Time? How come?
Well, every month, Mama reads the book of the month in 10 days.
Oh, and every month, then?
Mama has 20 days left over.
Well, I never thought of it that way. There must be millions of people sitting around the country with 20 days left over. Has she had any offers?
One company wanted Mama to sell California sun lamps.
What is a California sun lamp?
You turn it on, and instead of sun...
Yeah?
It squirts water all over you.
Well, say, they say it rains so much out in California this winter, the sun-kissed orange people are now in the sponge business. I have an alternate joke here, in case that one didn't go. Fortunately, I put a spare on here. Yes, sir, it rained so much, everything was flooded in California. Two families were living on George Raft. Well, I really didn't need the second joke. I didn't need the first one, as a matter of fact.
Mama...
You can find that writer in the hall, tell him he's through with you.
Mama had another job.
Doing what?
Cashier for Frank Sinatra.
Cashier for Frank Sinatra?
Mm-hmm. Before he sings... Frankie gives the people in the audience money.
Why?
If Frankie sends them...
Yeah?
They'll have their fares back.
You have no alternate with that, have you? I can see the trend. You've got to come to the microphone with two jokes because nothing happening twice is protection, you know. Then you're sure. This way with one joke, you don't know. Well, your mother has had some great jobs offered to her, hasn't she?
Oh, one store wanted Mama to fix typewriters.
Fix typewriters? Was the salary good?
It was portable to portable pay.
Oh, fine. Well, what's new? I think there's a seal in the back there. I definitely hear wet slapping as we come. Tell me, what's... Tell me, what's new this week, Portland? Say, what's new? Winchell hasn't been on tonight yet. Why don't you scoop him?
That would make a good joke.
What?
If somebody invented a fountain pen that wrote under water.
Float underwater. That's good. But what's new? Don't change the subject.
Well, in England, people are eating whale meat.
Gosh, when you eat a whale, I wonder where you put the bones.
It's the same as chicken.
Eating whale is the same as chicken?
You put the bones at the side of your plate.
Oh, you do, really? I'm glad to know that, in case a whale crops up on a dollar dinner sometime. I saw, too, the way things are going, that can happen shortly. I saw two guys eating whale meat one time, Portland. Two guys eating whale meat. They were using pool cues for toothpicks.
Oh, well, I don't know much about whales.
Well, you really don't? That is a frank confession. Well, you should read that book on whales, Forever Ambergris. And speaking of whales, I think I'll blow to Alan's alley.
What is your question tonight?
Well, last week, a famous writer of mystery stories said that detective stories and whodunits are in danger of getting played out. And so our question is, do you think mystery stories are on their last leg?
Shall we go?
As the pilot said to the wild blue yonder, off we go. Ah, what a night in Allen's Alley, Portland. I guess the senator has company. A big swamp lizard just looked out of the parlor window and waved a claw at me. Well, let's knock.
Somebody, I'll see somebody wham my country seat.
Well, yes, Senator.
Claghorn's the name. Senator Claghorn, that is.
Well, I know you.
I'm busy, son. The new Senate's getting together.
Well, did you have any trouble getting back in the Senate, Senator?
Well, it was a little rumpus. I was finally cussed in.
You were... You mean sworn in.
Son, when I got to the door of the Senate...
Yes?
There was plenty of cussing.
Well, what's going on in the Senate?
Harry dropped in last week and read us boys a message.
Say, I saw that.
Harry wants the Democrats and the Republicans to join hands. I'm for it.
Well, good.
When they join hands, they better keep holding hands.
You mean the Democrats and Republicans?
If they ever let go, it'll be a wing-ding, son.
Well, tell me, Senator, what about the future of these mystery books?
I know a bestseller when I see one, son.
Really?
I got the bestseller in the South. I got 200 jugs of corn and 3 ton of mint down
there.
Wait
a minute, wait a minute. No, wait, you don't understand. The bestseller, I mean, is a book.
I know. I'm too fast for you, son.
Yeah?
I caught you with your back fat cooking and no greens to go with it.
Now, wait a minute.
I'm just as sharp as a busybody's nose.
Now, wait a minute.
Admit it, son. You're the last straw. Sucker, that is.
Now, wait a minute. Enough is enough. Never mind that, Senator. What about these mysteries?
Down south, we have a mystery that's been going on for years.
What is it?
Every night as the clock chimes 12, we have a ghoul who appears with a gun.
Yeah?
He shoots a volley of shots and disappears.
The ghoul is a he?
It's the spirit of John Wilkes Booth.
Well, what is he shooting at?
The Lincoln Highway. Go on!
Well, the senator's wound up like a 10-cent ball of twine. Let's see what Mr. Moody is up to.
Howdy, bub.
Well, I see you have your ear laps on, Mr. Moody.
Yeah, it's been cold, bub. Yesterday was a ring-tailed dick nailer.
Really?
It was so cold, I looked out into the yard.
Yeah?
There was two bears sliding up and down a tree trying to keep the hides warm.
It must have been freezing.
I see a hen. Before she could sit down to lay eggs, she had to turn around and blow on the nest.
Well, tell me, Mr. Moody, how do you feel about mystery stories?
Oh, I don't read much. I got to save my eyes.
Save your eyes?
For milking.
Oh.
I got to keep my eyes going in four directions. I can't afford to blink.
No, I can't. Milking keeps you pretty busy.
Well, I got my hands full.
Well, tell me, don't you read at all?
Why, when I was a boy, I read a sign on a barn one time. It said Lydia or something.
I see.
Another time I read a book.
Really?
Yep. There was a story to it. It was called Dud Dean and His Dad in Duluth.
And that's all, huh?
Well, this year I read the new Sears and Roebuck catalog.
Fine.
I was up all night.
Reading the catalog?
I couldn't wait to see how it come out.
But what about these mystery stories, Mr. Moody?
Why, the reason mysteries is falling off...
Yes?
...is because there ain't no mystery left in mysteries.
You mean the whodunit?
Oh, everybody knows who's doing it.
Who?
Does is doing everything.
Well, I guess... Let's try this next door.
Howdy-doody!
Ah, Mrs. Nussbaum. Say, your hair looks different tonight.
Mine upsweep is falling down.
I see. Your hair is down all over your face.
Who knows? People are calling me theme song.
Well, Mrs. N., how do you feel about mysteries?
That mysteries, Pierre, is a human bloodhound.
How do you mean?
Always Pierre is finding instantly who is committing the crime.
Really?
He's taking a book. It could be Sherlock Cohen.
Sherlock Cohen, yes.
Pierre is reading The Hound of the Basketball. He's looking on the first two pages.
Yeah?
And he's saying the hound, a Sam Bernard, is doing it.
He knew that. What about movies?
Well, we are seeing a picture, The Maltese Chicken.
Uh-huh.
Pierre is looking on the first scene, a keyhole.
Yeah?
He is saying Sidney Greenberg is doing it.
Well, how does Pierre do with radio?
Well, he is tuning in Celery Green.
Yeah?
It's coming on a mystery, Murder in the Antique Shop.
Uh-huh.
Suddenly, it's firing, bang, bang, one shot.
Bang, bang, one shot?
It's an echo.
Oh, I see. Well, after the shot...
It's shrieking, ah, a woman.
Yes?
It's falling, clunk, on the floor of the antique shop, a body.
Yes?
Pierre is saying, Duncan is doing it with his fife.
Well, Pierre is uncanny.
In books, he is finding the culprit. In pictures, he's finding the villain.
Yeah.
In the radio, he's finding the murderer.
He never fails.
Only one thing Pierre is not finding.
And that is?
A job. Well, thank you. Well,
that brings us to the little shanty at the end of the alley. Well, let's knock here. Well, Mr. Cassidy, how are you tonight?
Oh, terrible, terrible, terrible. All week long I was seeing spots before me eyes.
Did you go to the doctor?
Doctor? I cured myself.
Well, how did you get rid of the spots?
I drank 3 bottles of Energine.
Well, that will do. Ajax, you are in bad shape.
I am not long for this world.
Well, tell me, Ajax, how do you feel about these mystery stories?
Well, now, I've been reading one mystery book for 20 years.
The same book?
The same book. I never get beyond page 10.
What happens?
Well, of a night that I'm in a literary mood...
Yeah?
...equipped with me meerschaum pipe, me slippers with the green pom-poms...
Yeah.
...and me chinchilla smoking jacket...
Uh-huh.
...I perch myself at the bar of Kerrigan's Cozy Corner.
Yeah?
I open me book... The Ghost of Rory Mulcairn.
Mm-hmm.
When I get to page 10, me hair stands on end.
Something happens?
With his sheet covered with blood and his hands dripping gore, the Ghost of Rory Mulcairn stalks through the door.
And the ghost frightens you?
Oh, he lets out a shriek. I fall off me stool and lay in a dead faint on the floor.
Gosh.
Kerrigan runs from behind the bar with a bottle.
Yes.
He pours 5 or 6 brandies down me throat.
5 or 6 brandies?
I revive very slowly.
You say you've been reading the same book, The Ghost of Rory Mulcairn?
For 20 years.
And you're only up to page 10?
On page 10, I faint and Kerrigan revives me with brandy.
Well, don't you want to finish the book?
What, and spoil a good thing? Goodbye, dear.
Leaving Helen Valley, the Chairman Carter and Meet the 5 DeMarco Sisters out with Al Goodman. Sensing their time has come, the DeMarcos sing All By Myself.
I sit alone with a table and a chair. the telephone all by myself.
Thank you. And now a man who will prove that you don't have to be a Western Union boy to arrive with a message, Master Delmar.
The professor calls it household economy. Mother calls it shopping, but to most of us, the topic means something good to eat. Do you ever feel middle-sized hungry? Well, that's just the time to set yourself down to a toasted cheese sandwich made with Shepherd Chevelle. C-H-E-V-E-L. Chevelle cheese food, it's more than a snack, less than a dinner, and good eating down to the last golden crumb. No wonder the toasted cheese sandwich has become America's Sunday night favorite, with good Shepherd Chevelle to make it so tasty and its making so easy. Chevelle is that quick-melting cheese food that takes but a moment to melt smooth and golden over the toast. And it stays soft and smooth to the final flavory bite. Chevelle Shepherd's all-purpose cheese food spreads and slices as smoothly as it melts. It has that good, honest cheese flavor that has marked all Shepherd cheese for more than 40 years. Remember to keep Chevelle on hand for Sunday nights. When you shop, look for Chevelle in the bright red package and always say Shepherd. S-H-E-F-F-O-R-D. Shepherd for fine cheese.
That was just a tiny flame from the old lamplighter. Played by Guy Lumgoodman and his Royal Canassiers. Say, Portland.
Yes?
Will you get my hat, that Homburg with the onion in the band on the hall tree there?
Are you going out?
Yes. This week I read in Hoagie Carmichael's column in Pravda that his song Old Buttermilk Sky is cleaning up. Now, you want to know something? I have written a sequel to Old Buttermilk Sky.
Is it going to be published?
I'll know tonight. I'm going over to the song publishers now, Portland. I'll see you later. Gosh, these halls in the Brill Building are dark, all right. Well, this must be the song publishers, Rocco, Vacco, Bacco, and Hocco. Eastern representatives of Stephen Foster and Nick Kenny. Well, I guess I might as well go in. Hello, Ziggy.
Oh, no, not you again, Alan.
Well, look, Ziggy, this time I've got a sure hit.
You and your crumb songs. What was that mother two you brought in here?
I'm looking for the guy who began the Beguine to see if I can get him to stop it. And the ballad, The Fulton Fish Market Brings Memories of You. The 1-2 number.
Both clinkers. Look, Alan, go bother Irving Berlin, will you please?
Now, see, wait a minute, Ziggy. My new song's a wow. It's a sequel to Old Buttermilk Sky.
A sequel to Old Buttermilk Sky?
It's called Acidophilus Moon. Get a load of these lyrics. Seated one day in a health food store, I looked up from my carrots and peas. Two eyes met mine or a letter's leave. She toyed with her cottage cheese. I spelled out love with my soybeans. She blushed in her watercress spray. As I whispered homogenized nothings in my own vegetarian way. Acidophilus moon, it's the sour lagoon. Oh, you'll be quite
hold
soon.
It, Alan. Hold.
Oh, Acidophilus.
Wait a minute! Somebody's at the door. Probably Beams Taylor with a gun. Come in.
What was that noise? Was somebody tearing a window shade?
Gracie Fields! Say, you're looking great, Gracie.
Thank you, Ziggy. Is my rehearsal room ready yet?
I'll take a gander, Gracie.
Well, Gracie, long time no see.
I'm sorry. If you're a song plugger, you'll have to see my manager.
Gracie, you remember me. Look at me.
Your face does remind me of something, but whatever it is, it's not a face.
You know, I'm Fred Allen.
Oh, of course. Now that I look between the wrinkles, I can see it's you.
Gracie, what are you doing here in Tin Pan Alley?
I'm opening at the Roxy Theater next Wednesday, Fred.
Really?
I came up to run through a song for my act.
Say, after you finish at the Roxy, how about coming on my radio program?
I'd like to, Fred. I've done quite a bit of radio work in London.
Tell me, what is radio like in England? I hear it's a bit of the old drab.
The old drab? On the contrary, Fred. British radio is quite jolly from sunup to bedtime.
Yeah.
It's a real rooty-toot.
A rooty-toot, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me, what programs go to make up a day on the BBC?
Well, we're all up at the crack of dawn to hear Dr. Winkle's concert hour.
Dr. Winkle has a large orchestra?
No, just a trap drum.
You sit through a whole hour of trap drum playing?
2 hours until 8 o'clock.
What happens at 8 o'clock?
From 8 to 12, there's an educational talk by Professor McGregor. He's an authority on swan-upping.
But after 2 hours of trap drumming, you sit through 4 hours of talk on swan-upping, huh?
It's exciting, really.
Yeah?
Professor McGregor gives different bird hints. How to trap a wren.
Yeah?
Whims of the bobolink.
Yeah?
Should soap and towels be left at bird baths?
Tell me, what was Professor McGregor up to when you left?
Oh, he was running a series on how to pluck a grouse.
Oh.
As Professor McGregor lectures, we all sit by our radios plucking our grouse.
Well, what happens when you stop? What happens when you stop plucking your grouse?
Dr. Winkle returns with his trap drum. He plays until sundown.
Well, that takes care of British daytime radio. Now, what happens at night?
Oh, it's usually quite exciting.
Yeah?
Little gypsy girls shaking tambourines.
Oh.
Old gentlemen playing leapfrog with a running commentary.
Yeah.
Then late at night, Professor McGregor returns for another lecture.
And everybody starts plucking their grouse again?
Oh, no, we've been plucking our grouse all day.
And at night?
Professor McGregor tells us what to do with the feathers.
It must be very amusing.
Oh, rather, he tickles us.
Oh. Well, this fills in the rest of the evening.
Yes, BBC goes off with the air with Dr. Winkle and his trap drum playing Canadian Capers.
Say, Gracie, I have an idea. You know, I think I can revolutionize British radio.
Gracie.
Yes, Ziggy?
Your rehearsal room's all set.
Oh, thanks, Ziggy.
The band is ready in Studio One.
Oh, don't go away, Fred. I'll be back as soon as I run over this number.
What are you going to do?
The whole world is singing my song.
Oh, swell.
The whole world is singing my song, but I only sing it to you. The whole world is humming along. I love you, I love you, I do. You put my dream to music, I learned how a song should start. You gave the world the music, but I gave you my heart. The whole world is singing my song, but
was wonderful, Gracie, wonderful.
Well, thank you, Fred. Now, what was it you had in mind about British radio?
Gracie, I'd like to do a radio program over in England. You know, after Dr. Winkle and Professor McGregor, I think I should sound pretty funny.
I don't know, Fred. The English type of humor is a little different.
Well, I read somewhere that the difference between an American joke and an English joke is the place where the laugh occurs. Now, at the American joke, people laugh just after the point, if at all. And at the English joke, they laugh either before the point or after the decease of the man who told the joke.
Fred, that isn't true. We get a good joke as fast as anybody.
Well, Gracie, you're a big favorite in England. You and I could do one of those old music hall turns on the air.
Oh, but Fred, the jokes and songs were so corny.
So what? We'll be sensational. I can see us now. Our radio program starts with a blast of tally-ho horns.
The BBC presents those frolicking, rollicking funsters,
Freddy and Gracie.
Oh, I see. I see, Gracie.
Yes, Freddy.
Didn't I see the doctor at your house yesterday?
Yes, he was giving me some pills.
Vitamin?
Now I spoke to him at the door.
Gracie, you're a bit of the old all right.
I'm a bad girl.
Look at her, look at her, look at her. A ripper, Gracie.
Freddy, old prune. I say, why is getting up at 6 a.m. like a pig's tail?
That's a poser, Gracie. Why is getting up at 6 a.m. like a pig's tail?
It's twirly.
Oh, twirly. Oh, look at her, look at her, look at her. I see, Gracie. Half the audience has walked out.
Well, let's sing and get rid of the other half.
Righto. Hit it, Governor.
Keep on smiling, keep on smiling, do. Though you may feel blue, a smile will pull you through. Clouds may gather up in the sky, but by and by the sun will shine.
Yes, the sun will shine,
so keep on smiling, keep on smiling, do. Don't let trouble trouble you. Don't sit down and start to pine, though the weather's none too fine. Hang it, make your own sunshine, and keep on smiling, do.
Keep a little smile upon your funny little dial every mile of the road you do. Though you're being fed up, you must always keep your head up till the dark clouds turn to blue. Give up your complaining, for it isn't always raining, and eventually the sun will shine, and you'll discover that your father and your mother and your sister and your brother and your lover will discover that the sun will shine. Don't begin to grouse because you haven't got a house and everything is up another bob or two. It's no use getting waxy if you cannot get a taxi. You can run or trot or walk a mile or two or three or four. Joke a little, shop a little, smoke a little, laugh a little, every time you feel inclined to pine. Grin a little, bear a little, do a little, dare a little, let the world believe you're doing fine. Give a little, take a little, live a little, make a little atmosphere of shine. And keep on smiling, do the sunny.
So before we remind you to remember tender leaf tea and shepherd cheese in your shopping days, I want to thank Gracie Fields for a visit tonight. Next week, our guest will be Ed Gardner, Archie of Duffy's Tavern, and Archie's guest will be Charlie Cantor, better known as Clifton Finnegan. Thank you and good night. Thank you. Good night.